Hurricane Michael left many in the Florida panhandle picking up pieces. The sounds of generators are the only ones you'll hear, as many are without electricity, gas, or water. This means hot days, cold showers, and fewer everyday comforts.
It was overwhelming when we first got back, but it's almost like you're kind of getting a little numb to it.
That's Karen Reed.
You just kind of gotta pull up your pants and keep on going, because you don't really have a choice.
She's a business owner in the small town of Port St. Joe.
We had puddles when we got here. It smelled because it was closed up and the air wasn't running, so it had kind of a funky smell, but we mopped and used dehumidifiers.
She owns the Laundry Basket. It's the only working laundromat that can be found for miles.
The other laundromat in Mexico Beach isn't there anymore. The one in Wewahitchka, or the two in Wewahitchka, have no power, so I'm the only one that's up and running in this whole area. So we've been busy.
Now that she's up and running herself, Karen's helping others the only way she knows how.
We've had everything from we've had no damage to I've lost everything, and this is what I have. I've had people coming from Panama City, Callaway, Parker, Wewahitchka, everywhere.
From 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., everyday people who've never stepped foot inside a laundromat can now be seen folding their clothes.
I don't spend a whole lot of time in town. I have too much to do at home.
Dennis Thorne lives about 30 minutes away in St. Joe Beach. He normally doesn't come into the main town, but when he drove in to pick up supplies from the hardware store, he noticed the laundromat was open.
Well, it gives people just that opportunity, if you want to say, to refresh themselves. I mean, they can come in here and at least have clean clothes. And that's basically what I'm doing. It's just trying to keep up with some routine, if you want to say, of life.
Since reopening, Karen says she's met hundreds of people, just like Dennis, from all walks of life and with all types of baggage.
Some people come with just one load, because it's all they have, or it's all they can carry, or all they can deal with.
Melanie Gant has much more than just one load. After all, she has five children.
I got a bed in my truck is full of laundry and stuff that got wet because our roof got messed up and a lot of our stuff got wet.
Her house is livable, but she's already spent 6 hours at the Laundry Basket and will likely spend many more. Hurricane destruction doesn't stop the dirty laundry from piling up.
My washing machine is not usable at the moment, and they're the only laundromat in town. They're it.
It'll take time to rebuild the hurricane-ravaged town of Port St. Joe, but it may not look like the same place where many grew up and raised their families.
There'll be familiar faces that are gone, and, you know, hopefully they'll find something better.
For those who have come back, hopefully the Laundry Basket can help those recovering feel like they've returned home. Even if it is one load at a time. In Port St. Joe, Sophia Millar, WUFT News.